Sports Beat AM on Sports Radio 960 WSBT continues. Good morning. I'm Darren Pritchett, joined by Andy Slaggart, Notre Dame Hockey Associate Head Coach. Coach Jackson announced that Notre Dame Hockey will have a four-member freshman class this fall. And we'll start with the forwards. A really interesting player, Sasha Pastajov. He's a forward from Bradenton, Florida, member of the United States Developmental Program. 6'1", 188. Before we talk about his skill set, Andy, what are the possibilities for Pastajov with the upcoming NHL draft?
Well, I think from the feedback we've been getting is that Sasha has a potential of being selected in the first round. I would expect that somewhere between 15 and 30 as far as the pick. So mid to late first round would be where we would expect him to go. But this draft is very volatile just with the lack of viewings and from NHL teams and things. You know, the draft is always a dicey proposition. You don't always know how things are going to go. I think this year even more so. But again, our expectation is that he would be a first-round draft pick coming up on Friday.
Andy, as you've watched Pastajov the last couple of years, what makes him such a skilled forward, and how has he progressed the last couple of years?
Yeah, I would say that the thing that stands out with Sasha is his poise with the puck. He's got a high skill level with the puck, but he's comfortable with the puck on his stick. He's comfortable under pressure. He can make plays in those situations, and I think it really shows up on the power play. That's where he's had a lot of success, especially in the last couple of years. I think as far as his development, it's natural. You know, he went to the National Team Development Program as a 16-year-old, and just the natural gains that he's made as far as strength and explosiveness. And I think that's just going to continue with, his maturation and his work with Tony Rylinski.
And Andy, not to put too many expectations on Sasha, he's a freshman, but is he the type of player that at the very least could compete for a top six forward spot with you this year?
I would expect that he'll get that opportunity, and then hopefully he can run with it. That would obviously make our team better, especially with the loss of Alex Steves early to the NHL. If Sasha could come in and contribute in a top six role, that would definitely help our program.
Andy Slaggart, Notre Dame Hockey Associate Head Coach, joining us on Sports Beat AM. There's Hunter Strand. He's a forward from Anchorage, Alaska, 5'11", 187. And from what I've been told, Andy, this is another player that could hear his name called this weekend.
Yeah, we're definitely hopeful. I think he's earned that. He's had a very strong season in the United States Hockey League in Tri-City, after spending 2 years in the National Team Development Program. So he got an opportunity to increase his role and took advantage of it, leading his team in scoring, being a top 15 scorer, but having 49 points, I think, in 50-51 games. So a point-a-game guy in that league kind of indicates that player should have some offensive success at the college level.
Andy, how could Hunter Strand help the Irish hockey team this fall?
You know, his versatility is really important to us. He can play wing. He can play center. He could potentially help on special teams, whether it be power play or penalty kill. He's got experience in both those roles. So I think really for Hunter, the versatility is something that he can really add to our team.
A third forward in this Fighting Irish hockey class is Tyler Carpenter. He's from Palatine, Illinois, 6'1", 183. This is a player that has played, Andy, four seasons in the United States Hockey League, and it looks like his offense has progressed over the last 4 years. When you watched him and you recruited him, what stood out about Tyler Carpenter?
Yeah, Tyler, we know Tyler well. He was a Chicago Mission product, played with on the same team as Spencer Stastny and Jake Pavanka growing up. So we've known Tyler for a long time. I think that the thing about Tyler is he does a lot of the little things well, and he gets the net, he wins battles, he back checks hard, he wins face-offs. I anticipate, you mentioned his experience is something that we're were very excited about, you know, to give us a little more age in our depth position. But he has progressed in his time in the USHL, but he's consistently been a 10-goal, 25-point guy. So I think that he can contribute throughout the lineup for us, and potentially as he matures in his college game, move up and down the lineup as needed as well.
Notre Dame Hockey Associate Head Coach Andy Slager joining us on Sports Beat AM. I'm Darren Pritchett, taking a look at the four-member Notre Dame Hockey freshman class. One defenseman, Andy, in this class, it is Ryan Helliwell. He is from Burnaby, British Columbia, 6 foot, 192. Looks like he's got a lot of experience playing in the British Columbia Hockey League. From what I've learned through the years, it's a little bit more of an offensive, wide-open league than maybe some of the other junior leagues. So Helliwell's probably faced some pretty good rushes in his day up in the BCHL.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Ryan is a kid who's kind of a prototypical modern defenseman, and by that I mean he does a lot of things well. You know, he can add some physicality. He is mobile. He can contribute on the offensive end, potentially play in both special team situation as he gets his feet wet here at the college level. You know, this was to be a really important year for Tyler, and in the BCHL they didn't have much of a season. I think they only got 13 games in towards the end of the season. So, you know, I think for him, getting up to speed as quickly as possible is going to be really helpful to him. But, you know, we like his, he had some size, like I mentioned, mobility, good left-handed player, and I think he's got a chance to really contribute in his time here.
Andy, just with all the time you spend on the road recruiting these young men, you go all across North America. For hockey fans that don't know a whole lot about the recruiting process, you see a player coming from Burnaby, British Columbia. That's a long way away from South Bend. How do you find a player like Ryan Helliwell who grew up in British Columbia?
Actually, Ryan kind of came to us.
Really?
You know, with the addition of the Compton Family Ice Arena, a number of teams make their way through during normal years and play tournaments. And so we were, able to watch Ryan initially when he was with the Burnaby Winter Club as a, I think it was U15 player at the time at Compton. And then we started tracking him and making trips out to British Columbia to see him, Ryan has an uncle who lives in Chicago. So I think that, you know, there's some familiarity with the college college process, college route, and then some interest in Notre Dame as well. So it initially started with Ryan's team coming to Notre Dame and then us following up from there.
Andy Slager, Notre Dame Hockey Associate Head Coach, 29 years with the Irish Hockey Program, in charge of recruiting. 52 players have been drafted by NHL teams, and as we established early on in our conversation, there is a good chance two players will be taken this weekend. Sasha Postajov has a chance to be a first-round pick tomorrow. Then on Saturday, Hunter Strand could be taking maybe second, third round. We'll have to see, but looks like we're going to add a couple of more Notre Dame players drafted in the NHL, including the possibility of a first-rounder in Sasha Postajov. Part two of our conversation tomorrow, a look at the four grad transfers that Fighting Irish hockey coach Jeff Jackson brought into the program this summer, including a former All-American goaltender from Cornell. Hope you'll join us tomorrow at 7:35 for part two of my conversation with Notre Dame Hockey Associate Head Coach Andy Slagert. It is 7:49. You're listening to Sports Beat AM from Sports Radio 960 WSBT.